Folks, it's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. So the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 or $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart and look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you can call off the search party. 2017 is here, and you're already behind on this winter's hottest trend, so why not ignore all the fast fashion noise and buy something timeless? Delisted offers luxury gray denim at affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Delisted has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Go to delisted.com, spelled D-S-T-L-D.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Delisted is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. Just go to delisted.com right now and use the promo code FERAL at checkout and get 20% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com, promo code FERAL. Five letters, folks. DSTLD.com for your jeans.
FERAL Audio.
Got some royalty-free music here. It's called Hot Puppy. All right, welcome to Office Hours. We are warming things up here, closing down some apps. Oh, baby! Doesn't that feel good? I'm going to go live to the phones in a few minutes here. Oh, baby. That's it right here. Take it to the bridge. Oh, baby, this is just the kind of music I need to get me up in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Office Hours. I'm your host, Tim Heidecker, broadcasting semi-regularly from Glendale, California, taking your calls all morning.
Uh-oh. Hey, 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 hey. Uh-oh. Wabba-dabba-dabba-doo.
Now listen, folks. I had some trouble with the Facebook Live. Every time I was playing that What's the Buzz, tell me what's happening, I'd get dinged. The content would get taken down. So I'm pulling basically some library music from here just until we figure out what the hell is going on, folks. How's it sounding out there? I said, how's it sounding out there, folks? All right, let's get into it. I don't have much to say today. Nothing to promote, nothing to plug. I shouldn't say that. I'm October 29th, just released the Festival Supreme in Los Angeles, featuring many top comic acts, including the Flight of the Conchords, Patton Oswalt, Weird Al, Fred Armisen, a bunch of people. I will be joining that gang doing some stand-up comedy. Looking forward to it, getting the old leather jacket dry cleaned. Okay, Max, you're going. I'm going live to Max Feller. Max, good morning to you.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 Maxie boy.
What's going on?
What's going on, Maxie Pad?
I'm chilling in bed with my chihuahua, listening to some good old Office Hours.
All right. Thank you very much. Bring the energy down. We turn the music down, and we don't need to shout anymore.
Okay, okay.
What's going on? Where are you calling from? I detect
an
accent.
I'm from London.
Ooh!
Exactly.
Well, London. Met a Chinese man. You know the lyrics.
When are you going to come do some stand-up in London? I love your stand-up.
Oh, thank you very much. Welcome Ben Berman to the office hours, by the way. Ben Berman just joining us. Been giving Ben a hard time through text messaging lately, which I'll be happy to take his call if he wants to discuss. If you want to call in Ben, we can talk about that. When am I going to come? You know, I've been trying to figure that out. I was, it's been on my radar. I do deserve, or I should say the audience of the United Kingdom deserves a good, healthy run of me over there, I believe. Don't you think?
Spoofs and goofs, yeah. No, definitely. We'd love to have you.
It's a trip, you know. It's a real trip. I'm going to predict... And this is going to be a little controversial right now. I'm going to predict sometime late next year. It's not going to happen this year, chap.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, no, that works. I mean, if you're up for partying in London, I want to take you to the Box in London.
It's partying?
It's a debaucherous place.
I don't, what do you think I do? I don't go party. What am I going to do partying?
Of course you're going to party in London. You know, there's
I don't
this
like
crazy
to party.
Place.
I have no interest in partying. Listen, I'm a married man with a child. And what am I going to get? What kind of trouble am I going to get into if I start partying? You know what I mean? That's bad news.
Yeah, I suppose.
Why can't I have
a
nice meal? Go see the theater. I'd go see a play. I'd go to the theater, go down to the West End.
The Book of Mormon.
I already saw it, chap. I saw it on Broadway, original cast.
Oh, gosh, all right. You're way ahead of the game.
Yeah, but I'll see the new shit. You know, I'm talking about the stuff that isn't even on, you know, the cutting edge theatrical crap.
Cutting edge. You know, you're too good for sort of, you know.
I'm not too good for it. I'm just, I'm not going to go see a play I've already seen with some kind of second-rate cast. I'm talking about seeing Josh Gad in the original production, okay?
Well, one last thing. I just got to say, I am the biggest fan of On Cinema, and I think the subtle sort of comedy you do with the, I mean, it's just, it gets me every time. And
Thank you so much. The new series is
wonderful. The impressions of Alex Jones, and you need to do more Scott Baio, though.
Oh, Scott, I don't know where I begin with that guy. I mean, what do you even do? Where do you even go with that? I don't know.
How do you talk to somebody like that? But yeah, no. What are the rest of the plans then and coming up, apart from sort of On Cinema?
There's stuff happening that cannot be revealed at this time. You'll know when the time is right. As you saw, did you see the Twitter, the big news coming out of the Tim and Eric world yesterday? Did you see that update?
I didn't.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look on the official Tim and or T, official TNE or look at my Twitter for a retweet, and you'll see a very interesting picture that was taken yesterday.
Wonderful. The gang back together.
Well, you know, that's to assume that there's any separation. But yes,
I'm on Twitter now.
To take a look at that picture. Do you see it?
Yeah, no, it looks good.
All right.
It's going to be so much fun. Anyway, man,
Thanks, Max.
I've got to say, massive fan. I mean, you've been cracking me up for years. So
thanks, Max.
Take it easy.
All right. I'm saying I apologize. The Decker Unclassified apparently is not available in the UK. And I wish I had more control over that. But
It's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes in the UK.
Yeah.
So can anybody... Everyone's bothering me on the UK saying they can't watch Decker Unclassified. Now, you're telling me you can get it on the iTunes.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
All right. Well, that's the news. Let's spread that news around, Max. Okay. You're my official UK ambassador, and I'm looking to you to spread that news and to let our audience know how they can access my content.
Thank you so much, Max.
Take care.
Okay.
Hey, Jason, how are you? Jason. Hey, Jason. Jason, you're live on Office Hours. Jason. Go ahead. Are you going to do a bit or are you going to talk? Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. It's a little broken up, though. Can you get a better connection going? Wow. While we wait for Jason to get his crap together, let's return to Hot Puppy. All right, Jason, I'm losing you. See ya. All right, let's talk to Liam. Liam McLaughlin. Liam! Hey, Liam, you there?
Tim?
Hey, Liam, what's going on?
Not much. It's my first time ever talking to you, I guess. I didn't think I'd actually get on.
Well, here you are. I don't see a lot of calls coming in today. I've got a few backed up here, but I guess it's... I don't know what's going on out there.
Well, this is...
Call on in, everybody.
Yeah, people should call in. Well, I wanted to ask you...
You too can... Yeah, people might be discouraged thinking they're not going to call in, but I got about, I don't know, about 4 or 5 calls waiting right now, but that's about it. I'm telling you, we could really have a great chat if you call in. I don't know what... Maybe you got something you want to say, get off your chest? Maybe you can enlighten the audience.
I get up at a nice time, like 11. So,
where are you calling from?
I'm from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
All right. So, what's going on with you today?
How come you guys never came with a Puss Whip Gang Bang to Canada?
It's Puss Whip Bang Gang.
Puss Whip Bang Gang. You're right. Yeah.
How come we never came? Well, we put out a little record, the Jambalaya record.
Yeah, that one's my favorite.
We just felt like we just wanted to play the South. So we put a show together and then went out and did just a few dates, and that was it. And we got busy with other stuff.
You should bring the band back together and come to Ottawa.
Well, we'll look Fest. Into that. We'll look at Blues Fest. That sounds like a good idea. Come to Blues Fest in Ottawa. Listen, there's so much that we need to still do, and it's all about priorities. A lot of people say, how do you do all this stuff? You know, how do you get all this stuff done? Well, it's all about priorities. Now, there's not as beneficial to you as it might be for us to come up with the Puss Whip Bang Gang concert. It does. Yeah. It conflicts with some other things we might that are of a higher priority for us.
I guess, but money, man. Money's awesome.
Believe me, there's not a lot of money in the live rock and roll game. Because, you know, Tim and Eric come out. We do our big comedy show where there's lots of different bits and spoofs and goofs. And it's a big, organized, well-rehearsed show. That we can sell a ticket for, okay? That we can get a couple thousand people in a room for. When you go out with a fringe act like Puss Whip Bang Gang going to play some southern blues-tinged rock in wigs, that audience, that larger audience, doesn't necessarily show up in the same level of numbers and intensity, okay?
That's a good point. Neil Hamburger was in Ottawa like a month ago.
Well, so what?
Well, I mean, you can too then.
I will too. I'll come up there and do stand-up comedy. Of course I will. Of course I'll be up in Ottawa.
Okay.
I had a great time. How close is Ottawa?
I just started doing stand-up like a year ago. So.
You did? Okay.
And I don't know. Is this going all right? I guess I got to do it more.
You got to do it every single day. No, you don't. I don't know what you got to do.
Well, you got to work on it, right?
You got to work on it. What's your point of view? Where are you coming from? What's your angle? What makes your point of view or your perspective, what makes that so special that I got to sit there and pay money and listen to it?
That's a good question, I guess. But, you know, I like raunchy, offensive comedy. Uh-oh. So I try and stay original as possible.
Drop that F word in your act?
Not really, actually.
Okay.
Like, stay clean, but it's like, you know, subtle, raunchy overtones.
I love the raunch. For the most part.
Yeah.
You gotta love the run.
Ow! Wow, yeah!
Hey, Tim, I also wanted to ask you, what are your top 5 favorite movies?
Top 5 favorite movies.
As far as, like actual cinema, you know, like French New Wave, all that crap.
I don't know. Yeah. There's so many good movies. Most movies are really good. All right, Liam, I gotta go.
Name a few.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not gonna name any movies for you or anybody else.
Okay.
Well, that's private information. That is right. Because you know what you're going to do now? You're going to start guessing. You know, you're going to start typing in. You're going to go to my sites and you get guess passwords based on my favorite movies. Okay? Can't reveal
that. Well, now I know what your password is, so yeah.
Well, no, you don't, because you don't know what my favorite movie is, do you?
Well, give me one. Give me one.
You know a movie I always have a craving to watch more than, you know, I like think about, like, God, I just want to just like lay in bed and watch one movie over and over, not over and over again, but when I do, I always have the compulsion to watch it.
What is it?
It is All the President's Men.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the one I haven't seen. I have it downloaded. Fuck. It was Dustin Hoffman, eh?
Dustin Hoffman, Robbie Redford.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Mon Oncle? Huh?
Have you ever seen, like, a Jacques Tati movie, like Mon Oncle?
Fuck that. No.
Oh, man, that's the shit.
Oh,
man.
Okay. Now we're getting into the raunch. I'll check it out. What's his bloke's name?
Jacques Tati. He's, like, the inspiration for, like, Wes Anderson shit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like, totally. You'll love it. It's really funny.
Is it from the, what era are we talking?
It's, like, from, like, 1957, but it's, like, perfect Blu-ray color. It's really cool.
Okay. I'll check it out. Right, thanks, Tim. And good luck with your career in the comedy arts.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Nice. We're going to go to Tim Heidecker Jr. Tim Heidecker Jr. is on the line.
Timmy, Tim.
Hey, it's my son.
Daddy, I miss you, and
what's
I'm
up,
home.
What's up, kid? What's going on? Where are you calling from? What's your real name?
Well, I've already told you my real name once before, and I'm afraid to tell it to you again.
Okay. You think I'm going to remember that shit?
Yeah, you know, it's a long shot, but anyways, my name's Justin, and I'm from Kentucky. We talked once last week.
Yeah. What do you want now?
I wanted to talk to you about a few things that I had on my mind.
All right.
You know, just a couple of different things.
Is this the guy with the kid and the wife and the...
Yeah, I'm one of those. Yeah, that was me.
So what's how can I help you today? Like, I'm running this guy's life.
Yeah, well, you know, I need you to manage it. You managed it last week. I need some more management today. Okay. You know,
quickly, we have a lot of calls coming in.
What do you think about? I called specifically to ask you, what do you think about this VR technology that's coming up right now? It's getting really big.
I don't like it.
You know, because. I don't know if this was 100% true, but I read a while back that Mark Zuckerberg bought the Oculus Rift. So then that kind of opens up the world to, you know, are we going to have virtual reality social media? They're setting it up now where you can see sports through virtual reality. And I was thinking about from your standpoint, from your media, what if there was a world in the future where you're doing stand-up through virtual reality, like everybody pays to come see you, but they're actually just sitting in their bedroom.
I saw that they already did that. Reggie Watts did that on the Jash VR thing they're doing. I saw it the other couple weeks ago.
Oh, Jash is doing VR?
Everybody's doing it. I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me. I'm just an old-fashioned 20th century boy. I like a two-dimensional experience.
Not even flesh and blood, but just the
absolute control of the creator to present exactly what he wants or she wants. And I feel very, I know people say they're working on this, but it makes me nauseous and feel bad when I've tried it a few times. I don't like the way it makes me feel. As a creator, I don't see how it would incorporate into my own work, but that could change. I'm sure it will. At this point, I already have so much on my plate that I want to do in the 2D sphere. Okay. That I'm not worried about trying to adapt my process to the VR world. Okay. Now, I have seen it used interestingly, you know, in certain, journalistic purposes where you're showing, getting a real sense of an environment. I'm sure with games, which I don't really like to play, it would be interesting, exciting. I'm sure it's going to radically evolve and change and become much more integrated into our life in a way that will probably be very comfortable for younger people and very disorienting and confusing for people like me. And that's just the way technology goes. That's the way, that's generally how it goes. You know, I asked my dad to send me something on Facebook yesterday, and this is a guy that is intelligent, smart, quick, and is on Facebook and didn't even know how to do that. Okay. he had to go to my mom, and she helped me out, and then she helped him out, and then it was a big production about, you know, texting me if I got the link and did I get the message. And he sent me a these Spanish synchronized swimmers from the Olympics doing their routine to the Stairway to Heaven, which was very good. Okay.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
All right, that's all I got on that. I'm going to take another call. Good talking to you. I hope everything's good with you.
You too, Tim. Have a wonderful day.
Take care. Let's go to Aaron. Aaron with an A. Hey, Aaron.
Talking to you. I hope everything's good with you.
Hello.
Hi, Aaron. Mute your stream, and how's it going?
Oh, I'm good, man. You?
I'm good. Your profile pic is disturbing.
The Barry Spaghetti.
It's like an old man with a black eye.
Yeah, I've had
Who's that?
For a while. I have no idea. It's like a meme.
It's a fucking meme. I know it. What's going on? Where are you calling from? I'm getting a lot of the British or Australian?
British.
Cool, bro. Cool. Very cool. What's going on over there?
Newcastle in England.
Newcastle. How's it going since you guys left the European Union? That hasn't really happened yet, has it?
Oh, shit.
No idea.
Everyone's kind of getting on with it now. I mean, I wasn't too happy about it. I was quite pro-stay. A lot of my friends were as well.
Yeah.
But, yes, we've got a new prime minister now, Theresa May.
Well, like I said, she may do a good job or she may not. We'll have to wait and see.
She may not. That's the thing.
We haven't heard much about that over here lately. It seems to be old news.
It's been a lot of Trump news around here, to be fair. It's been more Trump news about the US elections and stuff than Theresa May, to be fair. We've heard quite a lot about that.
Well, thank you for being fair and balanced with me today.
Yeah.
How can I help you? Any questions, comments, or complaints?
I just thought I'd see if I could get onto the show, but now I was just going to talk. I seen the Trump video you put on the other day of telling people that joke, which was amazing.
Oh, you like
that? I really enjoyed it, yeah. I really like the punchline.
The new punchline really, really works, I think.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's funny to see that the reaction to that. I think it got presented to a lot of normals, you know, the way it was promoted, and a lot of people, it's interesting how quick people are to comment on something that they might not like or understand. So there was a fair amount of, I don't get this, you know, but let me ask you this. If you're on a site, say Facebook or YouTube, and you watch something that you didn't like or didn't understand, would you, and this might be just a question for the audience here too, would you share that publicly? You know, like, wouldn't you just internalize that? Or are you a guy that kind of like is openly commenting on stuff he doesn't like? It's a subject that has fascinated me, obviously, for many years.
I saw something like that. I mean, like, it's kind of hard to take that in, because obviously I understand the whole Tim and Eric kind of dark humor, kind of, you know,
understood,
like.
Understood, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm saying if you had seen something that just didn't appeal to you, went over your head, went under your head, went, you know, just sort of, you didn't like it, you thought it was off, would you, I'm asking you, have you in the past written comments such as, you know, I don't like this, I don't get this, why is this on the internet?
I mean, there's quite a lot of stuff. I mean, a lot of people in the UK kind of go on about, like, soldiers and football and stuff like that, and I'm not a fan of stuff like that, but I just kind of ignore it.
You just ignore it, wouldn't you? I would just ignore it. I would move on. I'd go, you know, or maybe I'd share it, tell my wife or somebody, like, it's all this thing, it sucked.
I think you'd be getting, like, some hate off it, I guess, from...
Well, I mean, not from my audience, but from the general public, you know, if you look at any of those videos, look at the comments and you'll see just a full range of displays of, I love this, I hate this, even, you know, but then there's people like, listen, I love Tim and Eric, but this sucks. All right, yeah. Well, go fuck yourself. I don't care.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously perfect. I do. But, you know, it's just interesting to me. It's human behavior, and I'm just getting trying to get other perspectives on it from different people. So that's all I'm trying to do.
I thought the comedy from it was just how confused the people who didn't understand that sort of humor. I thought that was the whole point, you know, like with the first one when there wasn't even a punchline. You know, there was just telling this story and obviously throwing them off completely, making them wait for this joke and stuff. Like, I found that hilarious because they had no idea and they were getting angry and stuff like that.
Yeah. I do think, in defense of the joke as an actual joke, which we ended up getting to in the second version of it, that there is a general logic to the naming of the names that I thought was kind of interesting anyways.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't just a bunch of nonsense. I'm sorry, I'm burping so much. I'm drinking some soda water, and it's just I know it's disgusting, but anyways, listen, I got to run. I got a lot of calls here, Aaron. It's great to hear from the other side of the world.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of Tim and Eric and stuff, and me and my friends Chris and Lewis and Mark and stuff, like, we all love that whole stuff.
Shout out to those guys.
Yeah, the new Steve Brule stuff's really cool.
Thank
as
you.
Well. I mean, all the Adult Swim stuff's like...
All of it.
Yeah,
you know what I got to give a shout out to? I just saw Matt Harrigan join. Matt, how are you? It's been a while. I haven't talked to you in a few weeks. What's going on there? I am so impressed with the Adult Swim app. This is not going to work for everybody. But there's something great by the way it's organized. It's very clean. The way the shows are organized, you know, if you have it in your country and you have the cable subscription and everything, it just works. I'm excited for them to get it on the Apple TV. Hopefully that's in the works. And, I'm just, you know, there's been a lot of years of the management of the shows on the websites being very, confusing and backwards and hard to find. Now it feels like there's some sense of clarity there. I also love the stream. There's a Tim and Eric channel now that you just click on, and if you go to the app, I think it's on the website too, but, and then you just get thrown into it's like there's a Tim and Eric channel basically, and you can't really control what you're watching, but sometimes it's nice to not have that choice or not have that, you know, if I'm sitting looking on Netflix, like, I'm just like, I don't know about that. I don't want to commit to anything right now. With this stream thing, you just turn it on and off you go. All right, let's take another call. Aaron Sanford. I'm calling to Aaron Sanford.
Hello?
Hey, Aaron, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm calling from Tustin, California.
Yeah, Tustin, where is that?
It's in Orange County, sort of by Santa Ana.
Tustin.
Yeah, boring place. I wanted to ask you, what happened to the HBO documentary?
The HBO documentary. Oh, well, that was just a goof, I think. Yeah, I know. I found some old videotapes of me as a child, and I put it up on YouTube as like, right? Is that what you're talking about? This me old joke? Yeah, that was just a joke. There's no HBO documentary. You know, there will be when I'm, 80 years old, and
that'd be huge.
And some. The comedy nerds of the year 2050, drag me out of my retirement home and praise and laud me for me and Eric and all the people around us here for changing the game.
For sure.
But no, there's no documentary. Thanks for asking. How's everything going for you?
It's going pretty well. Woke up early. Well, not too early, but to call you.
Well, you're in California. It's about 9:25. I suggest everyone should be up by now.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, what do you?
Question for you, sir.
All right, go ahead. Thank you for having me, sir.
Who are some black artists you enjoy listening to in terms of music?
Not fan of the black artist.
My God.
I'm just kidding. You know who I. just this, I mean, listen, there's so much. Obviously, there's so much.
No, yeah, yeah.
But this is a guy that I've had on my radar, you know, just obviously knew about, very famous, very legendary. Very legendary, okay? Like, you probably in the top, if you're going to say, like, top five African-American, you say black, I'll say African-American out of respect.
Sure.
Artists of the 20th century, who would be in that list? I'm talking music.
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Well, Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
Michael Jackson, maybe.
Okay. Think outside the pop sphere. Think outside the pop sphere.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to throw you the name. And this is, I sort of like started listening to this guy's catalog, a couple of the bigger records, the more well-known records. And then I was like, geez, I really do like this. And I want to listen to more of it. I want to get in deep. I want to just go into the deep end with this guy. And there's so much to dig in. There's such a huge, long career. It is Miles Davis.
Oh, okay. 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 I'm glad you said that.
This is a monster. I mean, the career is incredible. The life is incredible. The music, it just, I feel like I'm craving it every day. I want to listen to it more and more. And the adventurous stuff, the crazy, weird stuff, sort of the earlier, more traditional jazz stuff. I'm very inspired by it. I don't know why. Necessarily. I like to write to Bitches Brew in particular. I put that on. I start writing. It gets dark and fucked up and gets into some weird stuff.
How are you listening to that on your phone or vinyl?
Oh, just through Apple Music. I'm not a big, I have vinyl stuff. I have some records and stuff, but I'm not like a big audiophile guy. I like the streaming. I pay for it.
Yeah. That streaming service is weird. They don't really charge you ever. You just sign up.
Well, no, they do charge you. What are you talking about?
I've never been charged for Apple Music.
Well, you're going to get charged.
Oh, shit. It seems like $1,000.
No, it's $10 a month.
I've never been charged that.
Well, what do you mean?
I signed up and it never came.
Well,
there's
apparently like a 3-month free usage or something. Maybe that's what's going on.
Yo.
All right. How's your summer going? How's your summer going?
Oh, it's going pretty well. It's going good. How about yours?
It's going good. Are you in school or are you, what are you doing?
I'm just working right now.
Okay. Just working.
Yep.
Working for a living. What do you aspire to do?
I'm not too sure. Probably something in the realm of directing or editing or something. I edited a lot.
You did?
Videos, yeah.
Well, that's good. That's a good place to be. We're always looking for new editors, good editors. Our editors, by the way, are so in demand, and it's such a hard time getting them scheduled to work on our shows because they're getting, you know, they come through us, they come out of college or they get, an internship here. They learn the craft under our tutelage, and then they get off working for, everybody under the sun. Fred Armisen's got them, and Forte's got them, and Bamford's got them, and you name it, they're out there. Galifianakis has got them. They've all gone on, and, you know, frankly, listen, these it's a competitive environment. There's people out there that can pay high top prices for the great ones. But we get to work with the great guys and girls and great people here, and it's an honor. Listen, if you ever want to come up and experience the Absolutely system, if you got a reel, you want to come and get a job here, maybe that's a possibility. Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. Hey, did you ever skate as a kid?
Hell no. I could do a 90. That's about it.
What's a 90?
90 degrees.
Like, what does that mean?
It means like I'd stand on a skateboard and I'd turn it to the other, if I'd go from like 12 to 6 on a clock.
Oh, wow.
That's as much as I could do.
Well, that's enough, isn't it?
And sometimes I do a 45, just a 15 degree, like a 15 degree angle.
Like, yeah, you don't want to show off.
Well, I have no coordination. I have no athletic skill.
I hear that a lot with people who say they've never skateboarded.
I tried it. I mean, I grew up right when that shit was booming in the 80s, and
yeah.
I got into it, and I got all the gear and stuff, and then I could not really handle it too well. So I moved on and got into music and got into arts and creativity and theater and filmmaking and fatherhood. All right, Aaron?
That's awesome. All right.
Let's hope this office hours doesn't crash.
I hope not. Yesterday, I called the other day, and it crashed as soon as I was going to talk to you.
Oh, man. Well, I actually revealed something very big on that office hours the other day, and it was I learned after I made the reveal that we had gone dark, and we had crashed. So I was just talking to one guy, and I gave him some big news. And I'm now deciding whether or not to reveal that big news, and we'll have to see how the day goes. But maybe I'll save this for the end of the show.
Is it about bedtime stories?
No, that's been already revealed. We revealed that. Did you see the tweet from yesterday?
Yeah, I saw that.
Pretty big.
That's sick.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Aaron. Thanks
for
calling in.
All right, have a good one.
It's Aaron Stanford from Tustin calling in. Good calls today. Nice. No women yet. No Tims yet. So we'll see if we can bump up the Tim calls. Let's take Driscoll Fern. How about Driscoll? Or it just works. It just works. Are you there?
Oh, sorry. I turned my Skype down. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how can I help you? Where are you calling from and what are you up to today?
I'm calling from New York. And I am wired, man. I am somehow still awake. I've been awake for like 48 hours.
What
so that's
the
fun.
Fudge? What's going on with you?
Eh, not much, man.
Why are you not sleeping?
Well,
are you on drugs?
Nah, that's not me.
Well, what keeps you up like this?
Really shitty sleep schedule. I missed a phone call for an interview the other day, and then they were out. So, and they closed when I called, so that was fun.
What was the company?
What was that? What
was the company?
It was just Michael's.
Oh, Michael's Crafts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just trying to get another job right now, but that's a good time.
What are you skilled at?
What am I skilled at? Like, just what do I do?
Yeah.
Well, I make some costumes on the side sometimes. It's a good time.
For what? For what? Halloween or for movies or for sex parties?
Cosplay, that kind of. No.
Cosplay?
Yeah.
What's
that? Like going to conventions, dressing up and stuff.
Like for what? Superman?
Nah.
Batman? What's your scene?
Nah.
Lord of the Rings?
I've been kind of like, I don't know, a lot of anime and gaming stuff.
Okay.
I'm a friggin' weeb. No, I don't know.
Usually your type doesn't like my type.
No, I love you, man. Okay. What do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like the anime cosplay people are just like not into our scene.
No. I don't know. I got into your show. I got in all your stuff. Awesome show, all that. And just like, my family hates it. My father hates it, but he showed it to me. And I love it. I love it.
How would he show you something he hates? Like, what's the point of that? What's
you know
what's
what it was? He got me into Steve Brule at one point. And I was like, oh, this is the best. And then I was like, holy shit. And then, I started watching everything else and just, oh. I've got my whole group into it. We love you guys.
Cool. Well, this dad seems a little weird.
Yeah, he loves Check It Out, but he can't stand the rest of it. And I'm just like,
yeah, well, there's everybody.
Like, dude, how? It's all great.
That's pretty interesting, I think. I lost my train of thought there, but what's your dad? I was talking to Eric yesterday about all these years ago, 10 years ago, it's going to be 10 years next year, where Awesome Show came into the world. And, obviously we had done stuff before that, but I think, I was laughing about how many people there must have been that saw that first episode of Awesome Show that just said, I'm out. I'm not into this. I don't like these guys. These guys seem like a couple of assholes. Why are they on TV? They seem very unprofessional, unprepared. And then those people made that decision. And it's like me. I've done this before where you just go, that's not for me. Goodbye. And then you stay away from that and you don't engage in it again.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I love it.
Okay, well, thank you.
Gotta say, I've been loving it. I love the style of humor. It's a good time.
Thank you, brother. So
it makes me wish I was a little more creative in my stuff, because I would actually make shit like that.
Anything else I can help you with today?
No. I just wanted to call up and say hello, you know.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling for your continued support. Tell your dad to try something else of ours. You know, try, I don't know, Bedtime Stories or On Cinema or Decker or maybe this live thing I'm doing. I'd love your dad's support is all. Yeah. It seems like he's ready to go, you know, because he's already into the Check It Out scene.
Yeah.
All right.
I gotta say one more thing, I guess, before you pop out on me. I gotta say, one of my favorite web series that you did was, Kim's Kitchen Tips.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
I don't go anywhere without my Pissmans.
I really get that a lot, and more than I would have expected, I suppose. Because it didn't occur to us that it was anything special, but I'm happy with the way it came out, and God bless you for saying such. Listen, I got a Tim on the line. I'm going to go and take Tim. Tim Menchest. Tim?
Oh, hello, Tim.
Hello, Tim.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Where are you calling from?
First day of vacation. Oh, I'm calling from Nova Scotia.
Oh, yeah. I've never been up to Nova Scotia. I've heard it's just absolutely beautiful.
It is. We brought the warm weather with us. It's a sunny day. Just drinking some dandelion tea with me girls here and having a great time.
Nice. How, you got a couple of little girls around you?
Yeah, say hello, girls.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, lovelies.
Just to say, my Uncle Harry Manchest, he really likes you.
What do you mean, Harry Manchest? I thought I'm talking to Tim.
Well, no, I'm their father, Tim. My brother, Harry.
Yes. Are you with the brother on vacation, or are they not? You're not on vacation with your brother. What's the deal there?
No, we're not on speaking terms.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, you're right. It's not true. I'm sorry, Tim.
You're a nut, Tim. And it feels like I might connect with you on sort of a madcap level.
Well, thank you. I think so. I've been a fan of your work for a while. You're a great guy.
Thank you so much. And I bet you've deserved this vacation. Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Okay. Well, what I do, I work hard in the customer service industry. I do the live chat on the internet, so I've got a week of vacation where I don't have to bother with computers. I'm at my parents' cottage in Nova Scotia, just having a time. We went for a fish this morning.
I love it. Good for you. What do you feel like telling us who you do customer service for, or is that something that you want to keep private?
Oh, it's just a telecommunications provider in Canada. I don't really want to talk about the company. I know.
You're on vacation, for Christ's sake.
Yes.
Listen.
Throw some shrimp on the barbie later. And what did you say, Madison? They want me to mention who their mom is. It's Ashley Manchest.
Ashley, I was going to say Ashley Madison.
Oh, yeah. She's having a nap right now, so she can't come on the phone.
I'm so happy you called, and I want you to have a great, relaxing I'm going on vacation next week myself. And,
oh, nice.
I can't wait. I'm taking my daughter, and we're just going to chill out and giving my wife a little break from the little one. We're just going to go and visit some family and breathe some fresh mountain air.
Oh, yes. It's amazing, Tim. We have no neighbors for miles. It's just wilderness. This cottage, it's beautiful. Oh, man. It's,
well, good
it's
for
the
you.
Best.
All right, Tim.
I hope it's a vacation.
Have a great vacation. We'll see you in September, as we say. Thank
okay.
you, Tim.
That sounds
all right. Let's. Boy, he had some good energy. Almost too good, in my opinion. Almost too good. Something about him makes me wonder if he's going to really be okay. Josh?
Vacation. See you in September, as we said.
Josh?
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, mute your stream, my boy.
Boy, he had some good energy. Almost.
Should I mute my stream?
Yes, mute your stream.
Yeah, okay, I just muted it.
What's going on?
Not too much, man. Is this Tim?
Yeah.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good, man.
Dude, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. What's going on?
Not too much, man. I've been a big fan for many years watching your stuff. Josh. Love your guys' creativity. It's pretty out of the box and awesome.
It's totally left to center. What's up?
I'm a big music lover, and I caught one of your videos you posted on Facebook. You had called in, I think it was to XM Sirius, maybe the Dead channel, and you were asking the Grateful Dead guys. My question is, are you a Grateful Dead fan, or are you kind of not into their music?
I don't like the Grateful Dead. I've been on the record on this. Now, listen, this is a big central conflict in my life, because I have just earlier on this show went on and on about I don't understand why people open up their big mouths when they don't like something. They should keep their mouths shut. But here I am, and I've gone on and on about my dislike for the Grateful Dead. Now, I believe I can justify it. Because when in my expression of my dislike and distaste for the Grateful Dead, I attempt to express myself through my own creativity and my own version of humor. Yeah. In other words, I'm not just ranting and raving about how much I hate the Grateful Dead. I try to inflict it with, you know, I do it through a prank phone call or doing parody versions of that kind of music or whatever it is.
Sure.
I think I'm okay there, but it doesn't satisfy me entirely to go on and on about how much I don't like their music. But I do not, I think they're kind of, you know, a sort of a con or something. There's kind of a scam there that I don't really like. I like I've said, people are going to get bored of hearing this. I like American Beauty. You can't get me on that.
Yeah.
It's a pretty decent record.
Yeah.
Working Man's Dead's a pretty good record. Then it falls off the cliff for me. There's just, it's just a bunch of, nonsense and, don't believe that I don't get the career. You know, I don't understand the appeal of those concerts. And I've listened to plenty of the live recordings that just seem awful to me. Terrible music.
Yeah.
Unappealing, rhythm and no, life and, you know, just bad playing and bad harmonies, bad song choices. I could go on and on. But I assume you disagree.
Well, you never got to see him live, is that right?
I heard him live. I seen video of him live.
Yeah, but that's a big difference, man. I mean, you know, with live concerts, you go and see him, it's a way bigger effect and a bigger feeling. And, you know, the whole consciousness of the event with all the people that are there to support one thing. Even going to see a comedian, you know, it's way different seeing them live than it is watching a video of them.
I guess. You're right. What do you want to say?
I'm a big fan, but I'm also a big fan of the band Phish, who's still kind of out there touring. Are you a fan of them at all?
No.
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 No. Have you ever seen them live?
I did see them live in high school. I went to go see them live, and I liked them for about a minute. And then I liked this one record. I can't remember. It was a kind of a comedy song. There's a white cover with like a black drawing on it.
Oh, Billy Drees.
No.
The Junta,
That record's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've put it on the radio a few times on that Sirius XM Jam On station, you know?
Sure.
And it's just that it's a kind of music I don't like. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, fair enough. Listen, so what kind of music are you?
I don't like Prince, for example.
What?
Yeah, and people go nuts on me for that. But listen, we all have our own different tastes.
Sure, man.
I like Paul Simon.
I agree. You like Paul Simon?
I like Paul Simon. I like the Kinks. I like Miles Davis. I just went on the record, big Miles Davis fan.
Nice, yeah, man.
You know, a lot of good music. Bob Dylan, the band.
So is that something you're trying to pursue more in your life? Is a musical career playing? Like I saw some clips of you playing out live.
Yeah, I was playing music. I like. Yeah, we got a record. I got a bunch of records out. I've been putting out records now for six, I don't know, 10 years or so, different iterations of my expression as a musician. I enjoy writing music. I enjoy playing it and performing it, recording it, producing it, and putting it out in some kind of, you know, conceptual way. And it's just a different venue for me to express myself.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
awesome, man. That's really cool. I had no idea, man. I checked out a few songs. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. Well, I don't go on and on and on doodly doodly doodling on the guitar, so I don't know if it's going to be your style, but...
I love Paul Simon, man. He's probably one of the best of all time. I love, you know, I think there's a lot of great
My
stuff.
My little town. See, I'm worried about playing music now, because if I put music on the show, there's a chance that Facebook shuts down the whole stream. I got to work on that, because I do like playing music for people here on the show. I think it's a question of just playing little bits of it. Maybe I just played What's the Buzz for too long. I'd love to get some clarification from Facebook on that. If somebody can reach out, somebody from Facebook, contact me immediately. I'm talking about today.
Yeah, what are you saying? You get so many streamers that it locks up?
No, what I'm saying is I played some music as my opening theme. What's the buzz? Tell me what's like, as you know, like a radio show would.
Yeah.
And it gets flagged by Facebook for not having permission to use that song.
Huh.
And it gets wiped off the internet. So I got to figure that out. So I've been using just generic music today. I'm going to see if that fixes it. All right.
But it's your music that you've been using and it still gets wiped?
No, but I should use my, well, no, I, you know, listen, it would get potentially wiped if it was mine, because my music's on somebody else's label, right?
It is?
Yeah, it's on Secretly Canadian, Jag Jaguar, Rado Records.
Okay.
All right, I got to go, Josh.
Hey, thanks for your time, Tim.
Take
care. Keep up the great work, man.
Thank
Come back to Austin.
All right, take care.
All right.
It's a bunch of dudes today, just a bunch of dudes, which, you know, whatever. That's my demo. Who's this? Crit live? Who's this?
This is me.
Hey. Oh, geez. This guy's spooky.
Oh, sorry. I'm all ready for Halloween all the time.
Oh, man. Yeah, I see your avatar is all like a skeleton man.
Yeah. I'm an artist. That's some of my crap.
Where are you calling from? What's your name? Who are you? Give me a little broad stroke here.
Tim, let me tell you something. This is Luke. I'm calling you from Iowa. I'm an artist, like I told you.
Heart of the country there.
Absolutely. Fly over us sometime.
Oh, believe me, I will. I just heard some great things about a little town. I don't remember the name of it now. Couldn't have been... Anyways, I'm just not going to... Waterloo?
Absolutely.
You know it?
Yeah, I know of it.
A friend of mine just came back from there. She said it was absolutely gorgeous. She was like, how can I live here? Why can't I have this kind of life? Why am I stuck in this concrete jungle here in Los Angeles? So anyways, that's where I come in on the old Iowa conversation. How can I help you today,
hey,
Luke?
Great. Hey, I'm thinking about releasing a comic book. I'm working on it with a buddy of mine, trying to work on the script and stuff. Would you recommend that I write that out as like a teleplay or some kind of script like that before I start inking and penciling this thing?
Well, I'm not really too familiar with the process by which comic book writers go by. I've never, not really my forte. I'm sort of a fan of the outline, you know, of writing your story as if it was a story, as if it was a you know, a short story that then you can kind of flesh out the story. And but I'm not really sure, buddy. I'm sorry, I don't really know that well. I'm sure if people on the message board here might have some advice for you that comes from that community. Maybe YouTube something on that. I bet there's lots of information on the internet.
Well, I was just going to hit you up with any arbitrary question anyway. I'm a big fan, so I figured you might have some either shitty or good advice for me.
Well, I'm going to give you honest advice. The honest advice is I don't know. My advice is get some seek professional help. And that's not to be an insult to say you're nuts or something like that.
That I am.
All right, Luke.
Peace.
All the best. You know, I am so amazed at these losers out there on the internet And I'm talking about people that on these 4chan sites and on the people that write me when I was doing the convention stuff. These assholes who come at me and whine and bitch about that I'm a liberal cuck, libtard cuck, a Democratic shill, and all this crap. And then I look on their profile and I see all these terrible things that they've said to other people, you know, using all kinds of derogatory language and anti-Semitic and all this stuff. And they come at me and they say that they used to be a fan of mine and how they can't stand me anymore because I dare express my opinions or I use my comedy in different ways than they like. And anyways, so they go on and on from their little fucking basement. And then when I go on the air here and I come on and I'm on this office hours, which I announce and I put out there publicly. These losers, these little pigs don't have the guts. They don't have the brains, probably. They don't have the guts, frankly, to call in and challenge me in the flesh, in person. They just sit and they squirm. And they squirm and they're so pathetic. Let's cut to Aaron Park. Aaron Park. Hey, Aaron, how's it going?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, sorry, I'm trying to figure out how to...
I can hear you, yeah.
Needed the stream.
Now, Aaron, is this your profile pic here on your Skype?
It's not, unfortunately. It's just an interesting-looking gentleman, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, he's a handsome guy.
Sure is.
Like a model.
I just had a real quick question for you.
Okay.
I wanted to hear how you got involved with Jonathan Rado of Foxygen.
I got involved with Jonathan Rado. Sort of not the most interesting story. I've said it before, but we were introduced through Chris Swanson, who runs the record label that we're now both on. And he said, listen, I think you would connect with him because Rado's into the sort of style of music that I'm into. And we were set up just like, you know, like a blind date, so to speak. And we hit it off and consider him a friend and a champion of my creative artistic expression. Okay.
Very cool.
All right.
I had one follow-up question.
Go ahead.
All right. He produced Whitney's new record that came out a little over a month ago. Have you heard it?
I have it, and I've listened to it. It's beautiful.
I love it.
Beautiful music. Whitney from... that's the artist's name. His name's Whitney.
Right. From Chicago, I think.
Oh. Whitney. Not Whitney Houston.
All right, thanks, Tim.
Take care, Aaron. Thanks for the call. And let's see if we can find someone fun. Pete, this is not Johnny.
Yes.
Hey, Johnny, what's up?
Hey, how are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm dying to get a coffee, and I can't leave this show to get a coffee. But maybe if you get into some, maybe you've got something interesting to say, I can quickly jump out.
Yes. Yes. What kind of coffee do you like?
Black. Starbucks? Just black coffee.
Black coffee?
Generally good coffee, not like, airport Folgers or something. But no, I'm not too much of a snob about it or anything, but I like dark, flavorful coffee. Mm-hmm. I've been making iced coffee at home this summer. That's been fun. You want to hear how I do it?
Nice.
This can kind of fall into the John C. Reilly acai bowl category of the show. Little cooking tips. So what I do is I take a big old mason jar, you know, a large one. Mm-hmm. I take my coffee grounds. I take a 2/3 cup of coffee grounds, and let's see, 1/3 plus 1/3 equals 2/3, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do do 2 scoops of a 1/3 cup into this mason jar. Okay, then I put in 3 cups of water. So make sure your mason jar is big enough for about 4 cups of water or so. You know, make sure you got a big mason jar.
Okay,
shake that up a little bit. You know, close the lid, shake it up a little bit. I do this at night. I put that in my fridge. I wake up in the morning, give it another little shake, open it up. Pour that through a coffee filter into my cup, my glass with ice in it. You're like, well, what else is there to it? That's it. And it's delicious.
Nice.
So that's how you do that.
Nice, nice. I'm a big fan of iced tea.
I love iced tea too, actually.
The drink.
Yeah.
I guess the wrapper too. You know.
Not so much for me, but anyways, iced tea's great. On a summer day, do you like it sweet or do you know sweet?
Usually I like the sweetness. Yes.
I love the sweetness. I love a southern sweet tea. Not too syrupy. But boy, oh boy, oh boy, does that make you piss.
Yeah.
Couple glasses of iced tea and I'm running to the men's room.
Yes, yes. Usually I'll post on Twitter something like, I'm having sweet tea and now I got to pee or something, you know.
How many likes you get on that? How many retweets?
Usually none.
None, no. No one's looking, right?
Yeah, yeah. But hey, I just want to say, man, I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
Huge fan of your show. My wife actually turned me on to you guys.
Nice.
My wife finds all the great comedy and brings it to me.
That's nice. You sound like, are you too busy or are you just?
Well, she watches a lot of television at night. I don't watch TV.
What are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing during that period of time?
Oh, I'm a musician.
Okay.
I'm recording, you know.
You're in the studio.
Studio, yes. Yes.
Are you in a band that we've heard of? Are you in Bob Weir's band?
No. No, no. Although I heard what you guys are talking about. You're talking about Phish. And I'd never seen Phish live, but actually the guitarist, he was in a band with Stuart Copeland for a while called Oysterhead.
Oysterhead?
It was Copeland, Les Claypool, and the guy from Phish, the guitarist.
Ugh. That sounds really, really hard to take. A lot of showing off.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a huge fan of the Police, so seeing Stuart Copeland was great. You know?
All right.
So,
anything else?
You ever heard of a comic, a radio guy named Phil Hendry?
Of course. Nice. I was thinking about him the other day, and I was like, obviously, he's a legend, you know.
Yeah.
He's one of the greats.
He's a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah? Well, I know, I don't know if we know each, I mean, I don't think I've ever met him. I know he's friends of mine, but I do love him and respect him. And I honestly haven't checked in a while, on what he's been up to. I assume it's great. Assume he kills everything. He does these. If people, folks out there don't know Phil Hendry, everybody probably does, but you know, the guy will do these amazing interviews with himself. Essentially, he'll do these characters and he'll be the both sides of the interview. And it's remarkable because if you don't know at first, it's like very convincing and he'll have other guests on that don't know that's what's going on. Is that's kind of what he's still doing?
Yeah. Yeah, he's not on the radio anymore. He does like a podcast.
Sure. Well, now. Listen, so. I mean, that's where it's got to be going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He does live stand-up shows, too.
So get the Phil Hendry podcast.
Huh?
Get the Phil Hendry podcast is the plug today.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What's it called? The Phil Hendry Show?
Yeah, well, Phil Hendry, philhendryshow.com.
Okay. I think we're going to actually, just as a little bit of news here, I think I'm talking to a podcasting company, a big one, one of the big ones, mm-hmm. about making office hours go up as a podcast, you know, like the next day or something like that, so that there's they can live outside of Facebook. I think, you know, just why not? It's no skin off my back. Just we'll do these. We'll have them archived up there. And, you know, it's not a good show or anything. It's not the best show that I could do if I really wanted to. I should say it's not the best show. Shout out to Tom Sharpling because that is the best show. But it is a fun thing for me to do once or twice a week and just get out there and connect to you folks. And maybe sometimes, you know, the whole Alex Jones thing, like I, you know, that kind of caught fire while I was in Cleveland. Really mm-hmm. came out of this experience here. So I'm encouraged to keep doing it because I don't know what it's going to lead to.
Yes. Yeah, well, I caught your live streams when you were in Cleveland, and that's how I caught you this morning.
Perfect.
The alert popped up on my phone, and
we're all connected.
I've been trying to call you for an hour.
All right, Johnny. Well, thank you very much. I got to run.
All right. Great talking to you, Tim.
Great talking to you, Johnny. Take care.
Rock on, man.
Rock on, baby. Rock on with your fish. Let's try to, I don't know what I'm doing. Dylan.
Hello.
Hey, Dill.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Urbana, Ohio, actually. I had a couple questions.
All right. Hit me.
Well, I'm 16 years old, and basically, I'm thinking about going to the film broadcasting industry. I'm not completely sure yet, but basically, even before I found out about you and like Tim and Eric and all that kind of shit, I've had this sort of, you know, kind of the weird sense of, I don't want to use the term, but alternative comedy, you know.
Okay.
And just how would I go about making a career out of that, do you think? Because I read...
Are you from Southern Ohio?
No, I'm from, like, Central-ish Ohio.
It's the strangest accent.
What was that?
It's the strangest accent.
I get that a lot.
What is it? You kind of sound like... I mean, it's not a put-on, is it?
What was that?
It's not a put-on, is it?
No.
This is how you normally talk.
Yeah, just how I normally talk. See, I got a really deep voice.
You got a really deep voice for a 16?
Yeah, 16.
And you almost sound like you're doing a bad surfer, like a California surfer dude mixed with like a Southern guy, like from Kentucky or something.
I mean, I guess you could say that, yeah.
I guess I can. I guess I can say whatever I want.
Well, I mean, I'm not stopping you, so go ahead.
All right. I don't mean to pick on you. I mean, you're 16. I sure as hell don't want to get into that scene where I'm picking on a 16-year-old. That's not fair. Is it?
No, it's not.
But it's an interesting... I mean, I'm just trying to make sure that you're not screwing with us here as the audience here. You're not doing some kind of... Because we have people that call in and do goofy voices.
No, this is my legitimate voice.
All right, brother. Calm down. So you have an interest in comedy and you want to get into that field.
Yeah, but...
But you're only 16.
What was that?
But you're only 16.
Yeah.
And you're still in high school.
Like not just like the regular comedy, but like the stupid, fucking zany, nonsensical, irrational kind of comedy that you're into, kind of.
But you're only 16, correct?
Yeah, 16.
All right.
Well, I'm about to turn 17.
And you're in high school?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's my advice. Go to college. What college can you go to? Can you go to like a general state school or something?
I mean, I probably could, yeah.
You got some good grades?
Yep.
You gonna get some good SATs?
Oh yeah.
All right, good. Now go to some school if you're interested in film and TV and stuff. Go to a school that might have that as a major or something that you can take classes on. But don't go to one of these like techs, you know, like only film and art and stuff school. Don't go to one of those.
Full Sail shit.
Huh?
Like the Full Sail University and that kind of thing.
Yeah, don't go to like the New York film and video school or whatever. You know, these rotten scams.
Yeah.
Okay, just go to a regular accredited, you know, state school where you're not spending your whole life's fortune, or you're not going to put your parents into debt or anything like that. You're not going to get a bunch of student loans. Get a regular, normal education with a focus on these interests of yours.
Okay.
All right. And then just start making stuff. If you got some friends that are into it, make some stuff, put it up on the internet, be creative. But I have to tell you this, and as strong as I can, you're very young, and you have to keep living and having experiences, and not expect anything to really happen in any kind of professional way for many years, unless there's a small chance you're some kind of prodigy, and the thing that you do is so great and it's so connected to the fact that you are young, but. You just got to live and make mistakes and have fun and fall in love and find good people to work with and make mistakes again and live. and have experiences so that when you do make stuff, it's coming from a place of experience, and it's coming from, it's not just a replica of something that you like. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You got lots of time. Just have fun. 16 years old, go out and get in trouble, you know?
Well, actually, I'm trying to stay out of that, but...
Well, I mean, not real trouble, but, you know, go out and watch movies and drink beer and, you know, I don't know what you want to do. Go have awkward sex with some girl that you're not too crazy about. Okay?
Yeah, I got one more little quick question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I was reading something, like, you got your break by sending, like, a film. You weren't expecting a response to, but you sent this film or whatever to, what's his name, Bob something?
Bob Odenkirk, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was, I don't know when that was, but that had to be, like, late 90s, early 2000s, but the
2000s
definitely changed, so.
2002 like, or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's my generation now, so it's like the internet, all that shit, YouTube. What would you want me to do to, like, go about, I don't know, just getting out there, I guess? Just, like,
Don't worry about it. Stop worrying about a big, successful career. You gotta just forget about it. Listen, when I was 16, I wanted to be a comedian, and I was scared out of my mind because I felt like all of my jokes were in my head, and there was never going to be another opportunity for me to express myself. I was blowing it. I was not connecting. That was 30 years ago.
Right.
All right? I'm raging right now. I have been for 10 years.
Right.
Just don't worry about how you're going to get your stuff out there. I mean, you probably don't even have any stuff.
Well, I have time-based stuff and not real qualifiable stuff.
No, because you're still developing. You're a baby. You're an incubus. Is that the word? You're an incubation period at this point. You're a little fetus.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, yes. And from the creative field, unless you're Mozart and you're out there composing when you're 3 years old or some shit. But you're not! You're just Dylan Youngdahl from Ohio. He's going to be a big, big, big star. But you got to let that develop. You got to just live and not worry about making stuff yet. Okay?
All right.
Thanks, Dylan.
It was a good talk to you.
Bye. I'm going to go to Pete. Hey, Pete. Pete.
Well.
Yes. Mute your stream, please, now.
Tim?
Yes.
How are you, Tim?
Good. Can you mute the stream, please?
How's that sound?
That sounds great. You're coming in loud and clear. How can I help you today, Pete?
Well, I just wanted to talk and say hi and ask a few things.
Go ahead.
So, am I alone? Am I the only person that is used to this system of when I first watched, like, my friend showed me John C. Reilly doing Steve Brule, and then when I saw you and Eric, I was like, these guys are trying too hard. I'm not into this. They're just trying too hard to be comedians. And then finally, I had that aha moment. Oh, I get it. These guys are hilarious. That's part of their thing. And then later when I was getting into podcasting, I think I was checking out you on Comedy Bang Bang, and I hated Scott Aukerman because he seemed like he was trying too hard until finally I realized that's like his thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with me? Every time it's like the people I hate the most become my favorite comedians.
Well, I gotta just say good for you for not like just like I was talking about earlier, you know, you check out something and it's not for you and then you just... You block that out and it goes away forever for you. But good for you for keeping an open mind and making something that bugs you, something that encourages you to check out. I've heard this before, by the way. Other people have expressed that. But good for you. And I encourage more people to do that. If something doesn't connect with you right away, you know, it's not that that might remain. That might, you know, be the case for all time, or you might just learn that what the very essence of what's bothering you is what's making it great. And what you'll the only experience I had with that, to be honest with you, I think, and I can think about this some more, but was the first, the Ricky Gervais, The Office. I kind of stumbled on that without a lot of explanation or understanding. And this was, you know, way, way back, 2001 or whatever, 2000. And I watched that without any laughing. I watched the first episode, just, what the hell is this? Did not connect to it, didn't understand it, and then pretty quickly, it became one of my favorite things. But listen, I got to go. I got somebody on the line I want to talk to that I think the audience would want to hear from. All right.
That's great.
Thanks, Pete. Nick.
That's great.
Thanks, Pete. Nick.
That's great.
Thanks, Pete.
Yes, hello.
Nick, this is Nick Lutzko, I think, is the composer of Vacant Tim at the Republican Convention. Is that correct?
That is true. That is correct.
Wow. And the second one, which was V&T
at the DNC. Yes, well, sir.
Well, I have to tell you, man, that first one was so damn... such a damn earworm for us when we were traveling and editing, and that damn 1776 will come. What does it say? 1776.
1776 will commence again.
We'll commence again. Thank you so much. And that was,
man,
we
it was an honor.
Oh, good. You know, just so the audience understands, we're putting together the Vic Berger convention special, and we were had this crazy turnaround time. You know, we were shooting Monday,
right.
Tuesday, editing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and posting the whole damn thing up on Sunday night to go Monday morning, and somewhere midweek, I guess, you know, we had been broadcasting quite a bit of other stuff along the way, and Nick here sent us a theme song, unsolicited, just plopped in our lap, and we immediately were so jazzed by it and just got your permission to use it in the show. I think hopefully you got paid something. Did somebody give you any money?
I did not. I did not get any money, but I didn't want money.
Let me look into that, because I think you should be compensated for your work. Let's see if we can throw you something, maybe some gift certificates or something.
Right on, man.
And you can download it, correct?
Yeah, it's on SoundCloud. I think it's SoundCloud/Nick Lutzko.
LUTSKO. Thanks. Can you talk a little bit about the song, the process, the experience?
I was laying in bed. I was on Twitter and Snapchat and Facebook Live and following the updates and cracking up, and got that little ditty you just sang a second ago in my head, and I was like, I want to see what I can do with this. And I sat down and started recording, and I started sifting through Alex Jones recordings, trying to find that line, "Globalist reptilians the media won't mention," and it started as like this funny idea.
Yeah.
And it turned into me like becoming genuinely upset. It took me so long to find that, and it was just like listening to hours of him ramble and rant.
Oh,
it was
my
like
goodness.
Really dark period. But then you guys posted the song and made up for it.
And
I'm glad
what did you make this? What program did you make the song in?
Logic Pro X.
Oh, that's what I use.
Oh, right on.
And
cool.
Is this a bunch of loops? Or are you playing stuff, or what's your?
Process? Oh yeah, I was playing everything on there.
Sounds
MIDI drums
good.
And whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
It's good,
it.
Man. Listen, all that stuff, you know, you're definitely going to be on our radar, and hopefully we can do stuff more. I don't know, you know. I think
I would love that, man.
It had everything that we needed. We didn't know we needed it even, but there it was.
Oh, great.
And good for you.
Well, thank you, man. Yeah, I've always had aspirations of doing music for film and television, but it's not really something you can just apply for, you know?
It's the hardest thing. I mean, we can talk more about that another day. Maybe I'll have Davin on or something. We could talk about the process, but it's very competitive. It's like sort of photography or something, where there's a shitload
right.
of people out there that can do it, that know how to do it, that already have connections. It's a very, very hard field to get into. there's so many people out there like yourself that are like, hey, listen, I got the skills. I've got the equipment I can deliver. Like what you delivered to us was perfect. It was broadcast quality. Unfortunately, there's just, first of all, there's lots of library music that people use that sometimes
right.
quicker and faster and cheaper. We yep. use it. Unfortunately, we go to that all the time because it's just like direct, like boom, that's what we needed. That vibe. Don't have
totally.
To get, go, yep. don't have to go back and forth with anybody. And, yeah, so it's just, it's a tough field and everyone's got their own guy or girl that they want to work with. And so it's hard right. to break into new people. But, yeah. although anyways, Nick, where are you calling from again? Tennessee?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga.
Yes,
Chattanooga. Good folks yeah. down in Tennessee. I was talking with my friend the other day. There's so many nice little pockets in Tennessee. You got Knoxville is a great city. You got Nashville, of course, is a great city. Memphis. I don't know, Memphis probably isn't. I mean, it's got a little touristy thing to it. I don't know much about it, but.
Yeah, no, Chattanooga is great. And it's awesome that it's smack dab in the middle of Knoxville, Nashville, Atlanta. So, you know, anytime you guys are coming through, it's always a good opportunity. A lot of people skip over it because of the proximity clauses.
Although it is heavily in the red for Mr. Trump, which is bizarre because it is does seem like a kind of a progressive, there's like progressive pockets throughout the state, but I guess, you know, it doesn't
right.
equal the
yeah,
population
but, yeah.
extent. Interesting. Interesting state, Tennessee. God bless you.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
all right.
Of course.
So thanks, Nick. And be well.
Thank you, man. It was nice talking.
The we'll keep in touch with Nick. Follow his career. He could be the next Vic Berger. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know what Nick has in store for us. Nick, let's go. A few more calls. It's actually flying by today. We've got so many. No women to this day have called in today. Unbelievable. How sad. Oh, Jacqueline Runyon's calling. Jacqueline.
Hello,
Jacqueline. You're our sole lady caller of the day.
Wow. You know what? That's not the first time I've been called the sole lady caller.
The sole lady caller. The sole lady caller.
She I think we're on to something here.
So where are you calling from? What's your story?
Well, I've talked to you before. That was when Facebook deleted all your pet sounds stuff you were playing and...
Oh, yeah.
I'm the one with the four kids.
Oh, yeah. Good to hear from you. You're the karate expert or some shit like that, right?
It's not karate.
I know. It's martial arts. Is that fair?
It's Muay Thai.
Muay Thai. Ooh.
Okay. So I don't want to waste too much of your time, but I have a question. So I am going into a comedy thing, which I probably shouldn't. I don't know what I'm doing. But I started these classes with Andy Dick. You know who Andy Dick is?
Oh, Jesus. What's he up to? Where? In LA?
Yeah, in Malibu.
Oh, my God.
So I drive weekly to his class.
Oh, go ahead.
And, well, he's canceled twice.
Jesus.
The first time it was supposed to be a 3-hour class, but it turned into 6 hours. I didn't get out of there till the next morning. And then I realized like, oh, this is at his house. Jeez. We were in his house.
Wow. I don't think anybody knows. I didn't know about this. Is it public? Is it, how did you find out about it?
I don't even really know how I got to this point, but I did. It was weird. I had some kind of an invitation for it in my email. And I was like, this has got to be a joke.
Well, I don't want to say anything bad about the guy, so I don't know. I can't.
Well, no. You know what? He's very funny, and I am a little pissed off. He's canceled two of the classes because I live 3 hours away.
Oh, my goodness.
And I have four kids, so it's not the easiest thing to do.
Listen, you got to figure out. I'm like, you know, I don't know anything about this class. I've got my suspicions about it, okay? But listen. Okay. You got to start focusing on your priorities. Those kids need you. They don't need some clown mom who's off taking comedy classes. That time for you has passed. Okay? Now you can get those kids raised right, get them out into the world, make them decent, good people. Then you can come back and do your comedy classes like my mom who's listening right now. She's taking ukulele classes. Okay? That's her time to do that. Imagine if I was a kid, 7 years old.
This is how I look at it.
This is how I look at it. I'm talking now. Imagine me. I'm 7 years old. My mom goes away for what? 8 hours because, and she, where'd you go today, mom? Oh, I went down to Malibu to hang out with Andy Dick. Oh, for free? No, it cost money. How was it? Nah, it wasn't good. He canceled. So just chill with all your extracurricular activities. Do your karate. Do whatever else you do. You want to do comedy. You don't need to take, nobody needs to take any classes about how to do comedy. It's not like learning how to change a battery in a car, or it's not brain surgery. You know, there's no point in taking classes for comedy. Well, all that crap on the people that take the UCB classes and the classes are ruining comedy. It's teaching everyone a code or rules, and it's teaching, I mean, it's, maybe it's good for invalids or something, gets people out of the house. Aside from that, it provides no value, and it's got to stop. These stand-up comedy classes, take classes if you want to learn how to, you know, speak Chinese or whatever.
What I noticed is that,
think Steve Martin ever took some goddamn comedy classes?
I thought it was a comedy thing the first day, but then he started saying that he wanted to do serious acting.
What? No.
And then he was asking us if we had any parts in anything and that he wanted in on it.
Listen. Why don't you write a little story about your experience at the Andy Dick acting school?
And
you
I will.
Put that online. We could all read it. But for now, stay home. Or if you can't stay, you know, if you get a system where your kids are loved and supported and taken care of. Right
they
now, I'm
are.
Worried about, I'm going to call Child Protective Services.
Time.
Where are you calling from again?
From Fresno.
Fresno. I'm calling the Fresno Child Protective Services. I'm reporting you for abuse and abandonment of your child.
Okay.
All right.
Well, when they come here, they'll see me answer the door. So,
okay. Jacqueline, thanks for calling in with the updates on you and your life. We are rounding things down here. I'm going to take one more call. Take care, Jacqueline. Be
all
well.
Right. Thank you. Bye, Tim.
Oh, boy. Marius. Marius!
Hey.
Hey, Mayor.
Hey, man. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Is my stream is muted?
I can tell. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Norway. The weather sucks.
Oh!
Yeah, I have a few questions,
what
if
do you
that's
mean?
Okay.
The weather sucks here in August?
Yeah, the weather sucks. It's gray. It's like heroin. It's like boring, fucked up.
Oy.
I don't know, man. There's no words to explain it. It just sucks.
I'm sorry to hear that. I don't know. It sounds like there's got to be some good things about it, or why would people ever live there?
Because we were born here. There's no way out. It's like, I don't know.
Jeez.
You haven't been to Norway. That's probably the reason.
Okay. Well, listen, how can I help you? How can I bring some sunshine into your life today?
Well, I have a few, quick questions. You can answer them fast.
Okay.
I'm just curious. Have you ever been in a car accident?
Nothing serious. No, a few fender benders. Nothing serious. Thank God.
Oh. What's your perfect pizza?
Perfect pizzas? Shit, man. I don't know. Don't have an answer for that. Next.
Where were you 3 hours ago? And do you think someone was stalking you?
Not in person. I was 3 hours ago. I was at home making breakfast. Making some eggs.
All right. Nice one. Last question. Describe something that happened to you that had no explanation.
Describe something to me that had no explanation.
No explanation.
Yeah, I understand. I'm trying to think. All the weird things that happened to me have some explanation. I mean, when you really whittle it down... I don't know.
Can you explain?
No, I mean, listen, I mean, there's weird things that have happened that that you can explain. Just because the life happens and things, I ran into somebody I hadn't seen for 20 years when I was in Philadelphia. A car drove by. It was somebody that I hadn't really thought of or seen in 20 years. I happened to see him. We made eye contact and said hello. And can I explain that? I suppose.
Yeah.
If I had.
Well, is there anything that you? Is there anything you believe in that other people think are crazy? Like anything that's extraordinary?
I don't generally believe in anything at all. I don't have any belief structure that is controversial. I have no interest in worrying about these things because they cannot help me in any way.
Last question. Do you know any big gossips?
Big gossips. We have six.
Big gossips.
Big gossips. Not that I would ever tell to you, my friend, or my audience. No, I don't. I don't keep in touch with all that stuff. I have no interest in other people's lives, only my own.
Anything you want to ask me?
What do you do?
I make cartoons.
Can we see these on the internet?
Yes, but I won't share them because I don't trust you.
You don't trust me?
No.
Why? What am I going to do? What's the worst I can do?
You don't can share them.
Why don't
but
you?
I can give you my friend. I have a good friend who does really amazing cartoons, and
I gotta get back to this. I wish you trusted me more.
I do trust you, but I don't trust you with my cartoons.
Okay, what do you think I'm gonna do? Steal them?
Maybe.
Ah, you son of a bitch! You think I'm a thief, don't you?
No, but Herbal Tunes on YouTube. He's amazing. He's my best friend. He's from Malta. He does great shit.
What's his name again? Say it again.
Do cartoons. Herbal Tunes, like herbal.
Herbal
I don't
tunes.
Know how you say it in America.
Yeah, Herbal Tunes.
Herbal, like
T-U-N-E-S.
Herbal Tunes. Yeah, H-E-R-B-H-L Tunes.
Okay, we'll check it out.
On YouTube. Yeah, he's available for, you know, you pay him and he makes trippy cartoons for you. It's amazing.
All right, thanks so much, Marius. And I wish you have a... I wish you have a brighter day out there in Norway.
Yeah,
we wish you the best.
Thank you.
You know what that music means. Take care. I want to get to this one guy quick. Andy John. Andy.
It sucks.
Hey.
What's up?
You know what that music means.
I didn't mute my stream.
Yeah, you got 1 minute on the show, and then I got to run.
John.
What's up?
How can I help you? Quickly.
I have two questions.
Okay.
I've noticed through the Two Wet Crew that you've been perhaps working with a man named Pierce McGarry.
Name doesn't ring a bell.
He's a Canadian man. He's got a bald head with a hat on.
Name doesn't ring a bell.
Well, he's a bass player for Mac DeMarco, and I was wondering what your thoughts are on Mac.
I don't know his stuff very well. I've got friends who know him. Seems very cool. Seems like a guy that takes it easy. Don't know his music, though. Don't have time. Don't have time to check it out.
That's weird you do the voice, because my next question was a Dylan question.
Go ahead.
What song, like, people probably get introduced through, like, his big hits? But, like, was there a different song that was important to you or you liked a lot that, like, triggered?
Because
I'm, like, I'm a big fan, too, but...
Have you ever heard
that song for you?
This one is... Blonde on Blonde on Blonde. Oh, I don't know. All of it's so great. But the one that comes to mind right now is Spanish Harlem.
Spanish Harlem.
Gypsy girl, the sound of... I don't know. I don't remember lyrics, you know. Look up Spanish Harlem Incident or something like that.
Gypsy gal.
Gypsy gal. You give me the lyric, I'll sing it.
Am I the final call today?
I am homeless. Come and take me. I'm alone, I'm innocent. I wanna know, dear, how can I have you like you?
Okay.
I gotta go. One question.
Suicide
go
Squad.
Go ahead. What?
I saw Suicide Squad, and I've seen a lot of reviews that were not harsh enough because I felt like it was the most incoherent.
I'll never see it.
Dude, you gotta see it. You'll laugh.
Okay, it's like it's the Room of these kind of movies. Is that what you're saying?
What? Say that again?
It's like the Room of these kind of movies?
I would say, yeah, it's almost like incoherent. Like, I couldn't believe how bad it was.
It's 10:30. I gotta go, Andy.
Okay.
Talk sorry to you later.
Bye bye. Okay.
Bye bye. Thank you. Love you. Thanks everybody for listening to another episode of Office Hours. This was a huge one. We had no shutdowns. We had no cranks. A lot of mute the streams worked successfully. Gave some great advice. We're gonna work on putting these up as a podcast so you can enjoy them offline. And be well. Take care. Perhaps I'll see you later in the week.